course, you could also just not buy a new TV, which apparently is the choice that some Americans are making, at least for now. They bought less stuff in March than they did in February. The decline in retail sales helped drag down the stock market yesterday. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on this latest sign of economic trouble.
This is a religious season, with matzah and Easter eggs filling lunchboxes. And there are many prophets out in the land seeking to make sense of signs and omens. Tuesday's portent, a drop of 1.1% in retail sales, according to the Commerce Department, the biggest decline in 3 months. Not exactly an eclipse, but for Howard Davidowitz, a retail analyst with Davidowitz & Associates, it is cause for gnashing of teeth.
The numbers are off the charts and are absolutely terrible. American Eagle down 16, Cachet down 20, BB down 23.
Yay, even at Walmart, sales only rose 1.2%, less than predicted, and therefore another sign of doom. Now, there are many ways of explaining this, but Professor Stephen Hoke of the Wharton School was the briefest.
People are saving money and not spending.
In times like these, Hoke says, people are hunkering down and waiting for the next plague to hit. Now, among these dark signs, other indicators raised hope. Goldman Sachs said this week it's flush enough to pay back its TARP funds. Wells Fargo said last week we had a huge profit. But the peasants in this economic apocalypse, consumers, have basically closed the cellar door and are waiting for the storm to pass. Stephen Hoke?
There are sectors of the retail space that are really kind of going along just like they have in the past, like grocery, but anything that has any discretionary flavor to it has been hurt.
With so many dark clouds out there, leaders are turning to parables, stories that are open to optimism. Speaking Tuesday at Georgetown University, President Obama recited from the Sermon on the Mount and the story of two men.
First built his house on a pile of sand, and it was soon destroyed when a storm hit. But the second is known as the wise man, for when the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, it fell not.
The president urged Americans to build the economic recovery on a strong foundation. But if Tuesday's numbers are any indication, that strong house will be sparsely furnished. Sales of home furnishings dropped nearly 2% last month. And Ben Bernanke, chair of the Federal Reserve, said yesterday in a speech at Morehouse College in Atlanta that he, too, has been looking for signs.
Recently, we have seen tentative signs that the sharp decline in economic activity may be slowing. For example, in data on home sales, home building, and consumer spending, including sales of new motor vehicles.
Bernanke's speech was written before the Commerce Department numbers came out on Tuesday, showing that car and parts sales fell more than 2% from February to March. But Bernanke took his cue from the president and reached to the Bible for a seasonal story of liberation. He modeled his speech after the four questions traditionally asked at the Jewish Passover Seder. In fact, some economists say religion may be partly to blame for the lousy retail numbers in March. Easter came too late to count in last month's government surveys. Larry Abramson, NPR News.